Thank you, and good evening from Thayer, Missouri tonight. We are in week 8 of the high school football season. The Bears matched up with the Thayer Bobcats tonight in an SCA matchup, the second-to-last game of the regular season for the Bears. And then, of course, week 10 will be the district matchup, and you have to wait to get the regular season over to find out where you go in week 10. Bears come in at 0-7, tough year for the Bears, and unfortunately, it's not going to get any easier the next 2 weeks as the Bears take on the Bobcats tonight, and then it'll be Thursday night football next week as the Bears welcome the Ava Bears on senior night. So a couple of tough regular season matchups remain for the Bears, and this season, as has been well documented, been a tough one for Coach Payne and the Bears. And year two, Coach Payne has a lot of young, small kids that have had a tough road this year, but still out there fighting and clawing for what they can. Had a couple of good moments last week at home in a loss to Houston. They did jump on top early in that game, got a big touchdown, Stewart to Glenn, on the first possession, and the Bears took a lead early in that game, and then had a score late in the game as well. In fact, the last two games, the Bears have put together a couple of touchdowns in each of those games, and in a year like this, those are things that you look for, things that the Bear fans can celebrate a little bit. So otherwise, it's been tough with the defense allowing a lot of points. In fact, the Bears have been outscored this season 451-39. 451-39 has been the point margin, and that's an average of 64 points against this year. So Bears will try to keep Thayer down a little bit tonight and maybe cash in a couple of more touchdowns tonight. Again, double digits points in the last two games for the Bear offense. And if you were with us last week, senior Aiden Stewart was a quarterback. Of course, Dylan Ferguson has been the quarterback for much of the season. Dylan suffering a concussion back in the Salem game. So Aiden Stewart, the quarterback, and I believe he will be again tonight as Ferguson's still out. Asher Smith, the backup, also hurt for the Bears. So Ronnie Collins, I believe, is the backup, but the Bear depth chart is getting low. John Baugh out tonight, as is a few other players, and it's just getting that time of the year. Everybody's got some injuries, of course, but for this Bear team that's thin to begin with, those depth charts continue to be tested. So the Bears coming in at 0-7. The Thayer Bobcats kind of having a revitalized year. They were down a little bit for Thayer standards last year. Still had a decent year, but this year making some headway under their second year coach, Briar Hancock. Coach Hancock and Coach Payne both in their second year at their respective schools, but Coach Hancock kind of moving in the right direction after, of course, Billy Weber was here for years, and this Bobcat tradition is quite good. They're 4-3 on the year, and you know, when you come to Thayer, they're going to do everything correctly as far as fundamentals, and they've got some skill players to go with them. 4-3, they've had wins over St. Vincent, shut out Salem, beat Houston and Kabul, and their losses have come to Salem, Arkansas, Liberty, 36-16, and their most recent loss was at Ava last week, 58-24, and that Ava Bear team is the class of the SCA, it looks like, and they will be at Polinski Field on Thursday night. It's a Thursday night football game. As we go along tonight, we've got a lot to tell you about. Larry is on assignment tonight, so you're stuck with me, but we'll keep you updated on all the other sporting events. There's a big volleyball game going on tonight. The Lady Bears playing Houston, and then we've got state tennis to talk about. Our doubles team of Milena Wilson and Brianna Hahn playing in the state doubles tournament today, so lots of updates to get to, and we've got a football game as well, so should be a lot of fun tonight. And coming up at halftime, we'll preview basketball a little bit, as well as our fall sports focus, and plenty to talk about, and we're about ready for kickoff. The Bears in their home, or their road, white jerseys, white helmets, maroon pants. The Thayer Bobcats, of course, in green here in Oregon County. Their green helmets, green jerseys, and green and white on the pants. So Thayer will kick it off, going left to right on your radio dial. The Bears will return. Of course, Ball, the typical return man, out tonight, so we'll see who gets the return duties for the Bears as the Bobcats get set to kick it off on a windy night here in Thayer. Good breeze, definitely feels like football weather tonight. Kickoff is a line drive kick. It'll take a bounce at the 10. Bears try to field it, knock it down, have to run back and get it up to the 10, to the 15, about to the 20-yard line, and that's where they will be down. Jordan Rutledge on the return for the Bears. Rutledge and Stewart, two kids that hadn't played football since middle school or Mighty Mites. They both came out to just kind of help this team this year and have really been important and big impact on this team. Not going to get a lot of wins, obviously, this year, but it's important to have those guys that can hopefully help our younger kids. So Rutledge brings it up to the 17. That's where the Bears will start over, first and 10 from their own 17. Stewart at quarterback. Wide receivers to the right and left. It'll be a handoff up the middle. And the pile still moving. Got a little forward progress. Give him a yard or two as Rutledge is able to keep his footing and move the pile. And not going to move the chains much. They'll give him no gain. I thought he might have got a yard off that, but not a great spot. So second and 10 for the Bears. Bobcats have a down marker that's lit up. That's nice to see from across the field. Stewart in the pistol formation. Two receivers to his left, one to the right. Rutledge will stay back with him, puts a man in motion. Calls for the snap. Back to pass, looking. Pass is caught on the near sideline and out of bounds for maybe a yard gain. Not going to get a lot out of that as Everett Smith picks up the reception. We're going to mark him out at the 19. So give him a two-yard gain. It'll be a third down and 8 coming for the Bears. Push out of bounds. That'll stop the clock at 11:02. Let's go. First quarter, first drive of the game here from Thayer. Bears break the huddle. Stewart in the gun. Receivers two to the right, one to the left. Rutledge back there with Stewart. Takes the snap. Wants to throw. Looking right and overshoots his man significantly. And it falls into the Bears sideline on the far side of the field, incomplete. And that'll be fourth and 8 for the Bears. And now Stewart will drop back to do the punting. The Bears three and outs on their first possession. Pick up a couple of yards, one complete pass, but that's it. The Bears will kick it away. Stewart will stand at his own 5-yard line, so this will be a deep punt. Good snap. Kick is away. It's a high end-over-end kick. It will bounce at about the 40 and then take a bobcat roll up to the 38. And that's where the Bobcats will take over on the Bear 38-yard line. So great, great field position for the Bobcats. And the Bear defense has struggled this year to stop anyone. And the Bobcats, we'll see what they want to do tonight. They've got some athletes back there. Of course, they always seem to have tremendous athletes. They'll move under center. Devin Harrington at quarterback. Harrington pitches to the left side. Got a nice hole over there. Takes a block. Gets close to the first down. Got it. And then pushed out of bounds after about an 11-yard gain. Mark Spencer with the carry, the senior running back for the Bobcats. Harrington, just a little pitch to the left side. Got inside the 30, down to about the 27-yard line. So the Bobcats first and 10. At the Bear 27. Harrington breaks the huddle. Two backs behind him in a T, and he'll put one receiver on the right. Pitch goes to the right side this time. Lots of blocking to the 15, to the 10, to the house. Spencer takes it in for the Bobcats on the second play of the game. Mark Spencer into the end zone. There is a flag, however, and that would be in the area of holding. And it is holding on the Bobcats. The Bears catch a break there. That'll bring it back. So the touchdown comes back, and we'll see where the hold actually took place. And they're going to mark it at at the 23-yard line, so they'll actually gain yardage still with the hold. So it'll be first and six from about the 23-yard line. Harrington takes the snap, fumbles the ball, picks it up, going to run with it to the left side, picks up a block, gets tripped up down at the 18, down to the 15, and he'll pick up a first down. They're going to mark him down at the 16, so Harrington, that's enough for a first down. And Harrington moves the chains, fumbled the ball initially, but the big quarterback was able to recover very quickly, picked up a first down. A Bear defender tripped him up, or he might have slid into the end zone. First and 10 Bobcats from the Bears' 17-yard line. Harrington under center, takes the snap, pitches back. Here's Spencer to the right side, picking his way through traffic, and he will go into the end zone, stops, and dives in untouched as Spencer gets his touchdown this time, and it's 6-0 Bobcats. First score of the game comes with 10:04 left to go in the first quarter, and the Bobcats open up a 6-0 lead here in Oregon County. Like Bear will attempt the traditional extra point. More and more, it's just a 50-50 on whether teams have a kicker. Bobcats put up their kick, and it is good. So it's 10:04 to go in the first quarter. Thayer leads Willow 7-0. We'll come back for the kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at Thayer, the Bobcats on top 7-0 on the Bears with 10:04 to go in the first quarter. The Bobcats will kick off from their own 40-yard line. Bears back to receive. They were 3 and out on their first drive. This is a line drive kick, and that one's going to go into the end zone for a touchback. Didn't have a lot of height to it, but, man, the thing was on a rope. Hit it about the 5 and dribbles back into the end zone, so the Bears will take it out at their own 20-yard line. Coming up, we've got lots of scores to tell you about. We'll keep you updated on the Lady Bear volleyball game tonight. Big volleyball game for the Lady Bears with Houston tonight. Update you on middle school football. Got state tennis to talk about, so lots of big things going on at school this week. Bears will open up their second drive, first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Stewart puts two receivers on his left. Rutledge with him in the backfield. Takes the snap, hands it off to Rutledge. Rutledge stood up at the line of scrimmage, knocked backwards, and he will lose a yard on the play. Line play has just been tough for the Bears this year. They are outsized at every game they've played, and tonight no exception. The Bobcats defensive line pushed them backwards, actually about a 2-yard loss on that one. So it'll bring up 2nd and 12 for the Bears. The two receivers to the right this time, one to the left. Stewart takes the snap. Or that's Ferguson. My apologies, is Dylan Ferguson back at quarterback for the Bears. Rutledge carries it, lost another yard as it was a sweep to the right side. So it'll be a 3rd down and 13 here for the Bears. Ferguson back at quarterback. Stewart will split back to the wide receiver slot. Rutledge back with Ferguson. Ferguson takes the snap, drops back to throw, going to roll, looking to throw, fires one up, got a man, and it's picked off by the Bobcats. Well defended, and an interception by Thayer. And the Bears turn it over. Tucker Wade, the sophomore defensive back, with the interception of Ferguson. And the Bobcats will take over again in fantastic field position. Stewart double covered, would have been a tough catch, and Tucker did a nice job to come in and pick it off. Tucker Wade for the Bobcats. And Thayer is right back on offense after scoring quickly on their first drive. Harrington, two backs behind him. Little misdirection. They'll give it to the left side for Harris, turns the corner, breaks the tackle to the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Bobcats. They are right back into the end zone. And Thayer goes up 13-0. Bobcats have some speedy guys at running back. Did a little misdirection there with Spencer. Gave it to Harris, the sophomore. sophomore instead, and Harris takes it in for the 13-0 lead for the Bobcats, and now we'll see if Thayer wants to kick it. We'll go for two. Looks like they'll kick it again. Lined up to kick. Good snap. Kick is up. It is another line drive, and this one is too low. No good for the Bobcats. 8:34 to go first quarter. Thayer up on Willow, 13-0. Back in 60, you're listening to Bear Sports on KUKU. Back at Thayer, the Bobcats on the board again after an interception. It took them one play to get back into the end zone, and they lead it 13-0 after just a few minutes here in Thayer. Another kickoff. This one hits a Bear at the 3. He'll pick it up, try to run it out of there, up to the 10, to the 15, trying to make it to the 20, but he's not going to do it. He is bowled over after hitting the ground, and they'll spot the ball at about the 16. So the Bears have played the entire first quarter down around their own 20-yard line, and that will continue. 8:26 to go in the first quarter. Thayer up 13-0, and the Bears will go back on offense. Dylan Ferguson back in at quarterback for the Bears, so that's encouraging. The sophomore quarterback back out there after sustaining a concussion a couple of games ago. Did have one game this afternoon in the SCA. Mountain Grove beat Easton 27-12. That was a 1 o'clock afternoon start in Houston today, and Grove spoiled it for the home Tigers, winning 27-12. Ferguson at quarterback. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Rutledge back there with him. Ferguson keeps it, and he will not get back to the line of scrimmage. Driven backwards, and he'll lose a yard on the play, so it'll bring up a 2nd and 11 for the Bears. The Thayer team, not only are they having they're 4-3, having a good year, they've got a tremendous middle school team that is ready to come up and help out. So the Bears had an opportunity to get the Bobcats last year at home. It was a close game and a winnable game for the Bears, and they didn't get them, and that may be their last shot for a little while. Bears 2nd and 11. Ferguson at quarterback. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Hits the snap, hands it off to Rutledge, and he is immediately sandwiched in the backfield. Took a couple of tremendous hits and is driven backwards 2 more yards. The Bear offensive line gives the backfield no time to do anything. They've got green jerseys on them as soon as they touch the ball, and there's just no chance for any kind of offensive momentum here. And it'll be 3rd down and 13 for the Bears. Similar situation on their last drive, and the Bobcats were able to come up with an interception. Ferguson, two receivers to the right, looks that way, wants to throw, and throws it over the head of his intended receiver on the far sideline, intended for Gavin Glenn, who had that exciting touchdown last week. Glenn was bumped a little bit offline, and pass sailed over his head. So it'll be 4th and 13 for the Bears. Clearly, another punting situation, and Aiden Stewart will drop back to punt for the Bears. Aiden, of course, a big part of the basketball team as well, and schedules came out this week, and we'll look at our girls and boys basketball schedules coming up at halftime. Punt is away. Takes a Bear bounce at the 35, rolls to the 40. That's where the Bobcats will take over. They have not started a drive in their end of the field yet tonight, and this drive will be no exception. The Bobcats will start at 1st and 10 at the Bear 40-yard line, already leading 13-0 with 6:45 to go in the first quarter. Harrington at quarterback. Bobcats have only ran about 4 plays, and they've already scored twice. Two receivers to the left for Harrington, two backs behind him, Spencer and Harris. He will fake the handoff, keep it, sheds tacklers, spins, moves to the 30, inside the 30, down to about the 28 before he's brought down. And Harrington will pick up a 1st down for the Bobcats. Devin Harrington, the junior quarterback. He looks like a quarterback out there. Tall kid, and clearly has some athletic ability. And that's probably an understatement. This Bobcat team, good in football. They're tremendous in basketball. Harrington, three backs behind him. He'll give it to the deep back. No, he won't. He'll keep it. Runs to the left side, sheds a couple of tacklers, loses the ball at the end of the play. It's a fumble. Nope, they're going to say he was down already before the ball came out. Gets it down inside the 20, picks up another first down, and moves the chains again. It'll be first and 10 for the Bobcats. Ball resting at the 16-yard line. Bobcats back in the red zone. They've let Harrington do the work on the two plays so far in this drive. They'll be able to mix it up tonight. They've already shown that with Spencer, Harrington. Harris has a touchdown. Harrington will now move into the spread. Bunches three receivers on the left, but they'll go to the right. It's Harris. Harris has a wide open space, runs into a bear, sheds that tackler, and then bowls another one over on his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Bobcats. Spencer with the carry, the senior. Tough running back for the Bobcats. On that last yard, lowered his shoulder, got that extra yard, bounced off of a couple of bears. And the Bobcats will look to kick the extra point here, up 19-0. Bobcat kicker has done a good job. He doesn't kick the ball especially high, but he's been fairly accurate. Big number 74 for the Bobcats. Cooper Clark is a junior lineman. Fakes the kick. They're going to try to run it in for two, but the Bears cover it up, deny it, and our score will stay 19-0. 5:29 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back for the kickoff in 1 minute. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at there, the Bobcats leading 19-0. Still 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Quick update from Howell County. The Zizzers leading Parkview 8-0 tonight. West Plains trying to pick up a win after suffering a couple of back-to-back defeats. Kickoff for the Bobcats goes off of a bear and out of bounds. That's unfortunate, as the Bears will have to take it there inside the 10-yard line. The ball was headed out of bounds, but it clipped off of Rutledge's leg. And the Bears will have it inside the 10-yard line. Where are they going to mark this? Looks like about the 5. The Bears have not been past their own 25-yard line here in the first quarter. This will be their fourth possession, I believe, and they have not made it past the 25. When things are going wrong, sometimes they just snowball on you. The Bears will have it on their own 5-yard line, first and 10. Ferguson standing inside his own end zone. He'll hand it off to Rutledge, who gets shoved back at the line of scrimmage, and they may give him forward progress right back to the line. We'll call it no gain, and it'll be second and 10 for the Bears from their own 5-yard line. Fall sports focus coming up at halftime. We will update you on that state tennis duo, as the Bears with a doubles team that's playing in the state tournament this afternoon. And we'll have an update for you on that big tournament coming up at halftime. Also, the volleyball team playing Houston tonight in their regular season finale. Bears with the spread offense. Ferguson, two backs behind him, receivers to the left and right. He'll hand off again to Rutledge, who gets met right at the line. And again, no gain for the Bears, and he lost a little bit on that one. It'll be a yard loss. So it'll be third down and 11 for the Bears from their own 4-yard line. And you think pass here, but with the way the Bobcat defensive line has gotten into the backfield of the Bears, you just feel like you might be asking for a safety if you do that. The Bears in a tough spot here. Third and 11 from their own 4-yard line. 10 seconds left on the play clock. They break the huddle, come to the line. Two receivers to the left, including Stewart, one to the right. Rutledge back there. He'll put Smith in motion. Ferguson back to throw, being chased. Got to get rid of it. Throws it up, and it is intercepted by the Bobcats. They will take it all the way back into the end zone. Pick six for the Bobcats, and a flag coming at the end of the play. Tucker Wade with his second interception of the quarter. This one he takes back into the end zone. And it's a personal foul after the play on the Bears. And that penalty will be assessed on the kickoff. So the Bobcats go up by 25 here in the first quarter. And a personal foul on the Bears, probably a frustration type penalty, as you can imagine the Bears getting tired of going through this week after week, and these kids are, they've been phenomenally resilient, and hats off. You know they're doing absolutely everything they can to get better every week, and definitely doing the right thing, putting in the work, but it's getting frustrating, I'm sure, for our players week after week. Bobcats will do the swing and gate. That's a staple of Thayer. New coach, but we still get the swing and gate once in a while. Nice to see. But now they'll settle into a traditional extra point formation. 5 seconds on the play clock. Nice snap. Kick is up. It's low, but it is right down the middle. Extra point is good. And the Bobcats are up 26-0. With 3:44 to go in the first quarter here at Thayer. We'll be back for the Bobcat kickoff in 1 minute. You're listening to Bear Sports on KUKU. Back in Thayer, after the penalty, the Bobcats will kick off at the Bear 45-yard line. And you think, well, that's not great. But the Bears have been pinned back at about their own 10 the entire first quarter. So probably not going to really make that much of a difference. In fact, probably an onside kick here coming for the Bobcats, because any kind of length is going to be a touchback. They'll hold the kickoff. They've got a holder down at the 45-yard line. And I would expect some type of squib or onside kick here as they're in so close. It is a line drive kick, and the Bears wisely watch it go into the end zone and out of play. It was kind of the Bobcats there to just kick it away. And the Bears will match their best field position of the night by taking it at their own 20-yard line, first and 10, trailing 26-0 with 3:44 still to go in the first quarter here in Thayer. Two other score updates. Again, Mountain Grove knocked off Houston today 27-12. That was an afternoon game in the misty early afternoon in Houston. And West Plains leading Parkview 8-0. We've got Fall Sports Focus Athlete of the Week time coming up at halftime, so stay with us for that. Larry Spence on assignment this week and Thursday as well, so you're stuck with me. Ferguson with the snap, hands off to Rutledge. Rutledge doing whatever he can to try to move forward. Again, we'll give him a yard on that. Second down and 9 for the Bears. Rutledge looks like he's really put on some strength, put on some muscle, and he's really helped the Bears out since coming back, and he's got to try to move people with him as he gets tackled as soon as he touches the ball on virtually every snap the last couple of weeks. Bears break the huddle, put three receivers to the right side, Aiden Stewart by himself to the left. Ferguson keeps Rutledge back with him, takes the snap, give it to Rutledge, and the Bobcats were all over it, and he will lose the yard he gained on first down. So it'll be third down now and 10 for the Bears back at their own 20-yard line. Bears once again in a third and long situation. Had a couple of interceptions on this down in the Bears' previous attempts. This is their fifth drive. Two turnovers, two punts for the Bears. Ferguson, three receivers, takes the snap, wants to throw, under pressure, rolls out, going to try to run with it, gets back to the line of scrimmage and then taken down. Lost the ball, but he was already down. We'll give him a yard, actually, as gave him just that little extra work there at the end as Ferguson picks up 2 yards, actually. It'll be a fourth down and 8 for the Bears. and they will punt it away. Stops the clock with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Moving right along here in Bobcat country. There doesn't have a lot of players, but the kids they've got certainly know what they're doing. As we would expect, this Bobcat athletic program in general is just tremendous. And the punt is blocked, but it takes a good Bear roll all the way out to the 45. Bobcats pick it up, and the Bear punt team does a great job of pinning him down and getting a hit. So nice job, Bear coverage guys. Tyler Shanks finished him off. And the Bobcats with probably their poorest field position tonight, still in Bear territory, but they'll take over at the Bear 43-yard line. Punt was blocked, but it hit at about the 25 and just took a tremendous roll. Bear roll up to about the 40, and the Bobcats tried to field it, and probably not the best decision, but the Bears jumped on him nicely. You like to see that instinct from the Bears. Harrington under center. Flips back to Spencer. Spencer runs into traffic, pushes ahead, and picks up about 6 yards for Thayer. Shanks again with the stop. Bears have some guys that get a lot of experience this year, and you hope that in a couple of years that experience really pays off. Get a little bigger, get a little stronger, and Bears with middle school teams that finished up their seasons nicely last night. We'll tell you about that at halftime. So there's hope on the horizon for the Bears. Harrington under center, two backs behind him. Hands it off to Spencer into the open. He will go untouched into the end zone for the Bobcats. Mark Spencer shredded the Bear defense, got into the open, and nobody was going to catch him. Bobcats go in again, lead it 32-0 with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Bears again averaging 64 points against this season, and the Bobcats well ahead of that pace here in the first quarter. They'll go for the traditional extra point here. Point after attempt by the Bobcats. Been pretty good tonight. Kick is up, and it is good, right down the middle. And the Bobcats go up 33-0, 1:20 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back for the Bobcat kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at Thayer, the Bobcats leading the Bears 33-0, 1:20 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats will kick off once again. Kicker's getting a lot of work tonight. He's a lineman, junior lineman. Cooper Clark does a nice job for the Bobcats. Not a lot of height, but man, he's got some pop in his leg. And some of the line drive kick that the Bears are going to let go into the end zone, through the end zone, and hits the play clock back in the back corner of the end zone. And the Bears will take over first and 10 on their own 20-yard line. West Plains now leading 15-0 over Parkview tonight. Volleyball for the Lady Bears in Houston tonight. They've got their district matchup coming up next week. I believe the Lady Bears are the number 2 seed in their district. They'll have a bye, so they'll play in the semifinals on Thursday night. And we'll double-check that. I think that's at Mountain Grove. So we'll have all that information coming up for you at halftime. Ferguson in the gun, takes the snap, wants to throw over the middle. It's deflected, knocked down, and incomplete. Bears trying for just a little short pass there. They had quite a bit of movement with their receivers, but that traffic caused a tip. Bobcats actually had a pretty decent shot at their third interception in the first quarter, but just knocked it down. And it'll be 2nd and 10 for the Bears. Looks like Bears may just start throwing the ball a little bit here. Ferguson takes the snap, tries to keep it, and fumbles it. Bobcats pick it up and take it to the house. Yikes. Dawson Harris picks up the fumble. Ferguson was sacked. He was going down. The ball popped loose as he was headed to the grass, and Harris, all he had to do was scoop it up and run it about 10 yards, and he was into the end zone, and the Bobcats 39-0. We're not out of the first quarter yet. Bobcats with an extra point kick here. The Bears running an extra man onto the field late. Play clock at 15. There's the kick, and it is good. We're going to keep Sean back at the studio very busy here in the first quarter. We're going to take another commercial break with 106 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats leading the Bears 40-0. Back in a minute. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at there, the kickoff goes out of bounds for the Bobcats, and that will give the Bears their best field position of the night with 1:05 left to go here in the first quarter. They're leading 40-0. That is correct. 4-0 with 1 minute left still in the first quarter. Two interceptions by the Bears. The Bobcats, one of those was a pick six, and then a fumble scoop and score. So the Bobcats able to score at will, and then also pick up a couple of mistakes by the Bears and turn them into quick touchdowns. So things have gotten ugly quickly here in Oregon County. Bears thrown 35-yard line. They've got at least a little breathing room now. Ferguson takes the snap, rolls, wants to throw. Throws to the sideline, overshoots his receiver. Smith was the intended target. And it'll be 2nd and 10 for the Bears. Stops the clock as well with 59 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Don't forget, coming up at halftime again, fall sports focus. So much to talk about there with the other sports going on at Willow. One sport we got to preview a little bit too is cross country. They had their SCA championship last week, and little spoiler, they did really well. So we've got a report from Coach Wagner coming up at halftime. Ferguson takes the snap, and he is met in the backfield and nailed for about a 3-yard loss. So it'll be 3rd and 13 for the Bobcats. They're coming in tonight 4-3. They had not scored. 28 points was their high watermark as far as offense this year in a game. 28 points. That's as many points as the Bobcats have scored in a game this year. They have 40 in the first quarter against the Bears. Ferguson. Two receivers to his right, one to his left. Rutledge with him in the backfield. Be a handoff to Rutt, and he is trying his best, crawling on the ground, and maybe got a yard. In fact, we'll give him 2 yards. Almost got back to the original line of scrimmage. I'm going to say a fumble on the play. Now one of the Bobcats was lobbying for that, but no fumble, but it is 4th down and 11 for the Bears, but that will be the end of the first quarter with 3-2, and mercifully, quarter number one is over here and there. The Bobcats lead the Bears 40-0. We'll be back for quarter number two in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at there, Bears will be punting again as we start the second quarter. Bobcats will send somebody back to their own 30-yard line. Stewart will stand at the Bear 25. Snap is low. Stewart got to pick it off the ground. Can't do it. He gets tackled in the backfield for a big loss. And the Bobcats will take it over at the Bear 21-yard line. A low snap. Stewart tried to get it off the ground and get a kick away, but by the time he picked it off the ground, the Bobcats were back there to wrangle him down and sets up another easy 6 points for the Bobcats. 6 seconds into the second quarter. Harrington trots onto the field for the Bobcats. Lots of green in the sands tonight. They love their football in there. A few folks have made the trip down to watch the Bears from Willow Springs tonight. Harrington under center. Hands off to Spencer, makes a cut. Bears able to swallow him up after about 9 yards, right in the middle of the field. It'd be close to a first down, but I think he was a little bit short. So it'd be a second down and nine, or second down and one, rather, for the Bobcats. He picked up 9 on the play. Also, the Willow Springs Bear Pride Band. We're going to give them some props coming up at halftime, too. They had a interesting weekend last weekend, and a scoring mistake led to some good things for the Bear Pride Band. So that update coming up at halftime as well. Harrington under center. He'll take the snap. Going to roll to the right side. Tries to get out of containment. Spins. Gets the first down and more. But he'll be gang tackled after about a 5-yard pickup. Moves the chains for the Bobcats. And they'll be right at the 10-yard line. Well, just inside the 10, about the 9. It'll be first and goal for the Bobcats from the Bear 9-yard line. Harrington comes out. Bobcats just going to mix things up a little bit, which they can afford to do with a big lead. As Dawson Harris comes in for the Bobcats. There's the Bobcats with the handoff. Touchdown there over the left side. It's Spencer again. Just a handoff to Spencer over the left side. And he'll take it in. Nice gap opened up. And Spencer with another touchdown for the Bobcats. They go 46-0 with 10:45 to go in the second quarter. Bobcats scoring at will and racking up some stats. And a couple of different guys taking snaps down here now for the Bobcats as they're warming up their JV, and I'm sure they don't have a huge bench, but all those guys are going to get to play tonight. Extra point attempt for the Bobcats. It is up, and it is good. Very consistent. Extra point kicker is Cooper Clark, and the Bobcats go up 47-0. We'll be back in another 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Bobcats kicking off. That's what we've been saying the entire first half. They're going to do it again with 10:45 to go in quarter number two, and they're leading 47-0. Kickoff from the 40 is a squib kick. Bears try to field it. They do at the 30, running to the near sideline, gets to the 35, to the 40, slides down, not before taking a big hit, but he hops up quickly. Flag comes out late as the Bear return man did a good job on that. Brandon Rotman with a good return. And we'll see what the flag is. I think that's only the third flag we've had here in the first half. Not a lot of penalties. Had a personal foul on the Bears. We had a hold on the Bobcats, and I think that's been it. We'll see what this one is. The white hat will explain it to us. It's a personal foul on the Bear, or the Bobcats rather, a horse collar. Or illegal helmet contact, I'm corrected. So that'll give the Bears some extra yardage and give them by far their best field position tonight. In fact, they'll be in Bobcat territory for the first time. So some positives here for the Bears early in the second quarter. Good return by Rotman. That's a name we haven't called very much this season. And the Bears will get to take it inside their territory. They'll spot the ball at the Thayer 42. That's where Willow will take over. First and 10 at the Bobcat 42, Ferguson. Two receivers to his left, one to the right. Takes the snap, hands it off to Rutledge. Rutledge sheds a couple of tacklers and moves it up. About a 4-yard gain for Rutledge. Good, strong running by Jordan Rutledge. And it'll be second down and 6 for the Bears. That's the Bears' best play from scrimmage here in the first half. A 4-yard run by Jordan Rutledge. Second and 6, Ferguson breaks saddle. Two receivers to his left, one to the right. Rutt back with him in the backfield. Ferguson takes the snap, hands it off to Rutledge. Rutledge has a guy on his ankle and keeps trying to move. Picks up about 3, down to the 35-yard line. So it'll be third down and 3 for the Bears. Some power running by the Bears in the offensive line. Able to give Rutledge a little bit of space up front, and That's good to see. Keeps the clock running as well. 9.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Ferguson to Rutledge in the backfield. Hands it off again. No, he keeps it. Dillon trying to turn the corner. Can't do it. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that'll be it. It'll be a 4th and 3 for the Bears, and this will be a go-for-it situation, I'm sure, for Coach Payne. Coach Payne and Coach Hancock, both in their respective second years at Thayer and Willow. 4th and 3 for the Bears at the 36-yard line. Bears will try to convert here and keep the ball for a little bit. Ferguson, two receivers on his right. Bobcats almost jumped but didn't do it. They got back. Long count for Ferguson. We've seen him do this well this year, that stuttered count, and trying to get the Bobcats to jump. Instead, he'll use a timeout. Willow Springs takes the timeout on 4th down, 8:40 to play in the half. Bobcats up 47-0. Back in 60, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. After the timeout, a direct snap to Stewart, and he takes it all the way in for a touchdown for the Bears. Aiden Stewart, the Bears got a little tricky there, moved Stewart back into the quarterback position, took a direct snap, had to dodge a couple of people right at the line, and then took off to the far sideline, able to tiptoe into the end zone, and the Bears score with 8:30 left to go in the first half. Aiden Stewart from 35 yards out, and the Bears are on the board. Stewart with the rushing touchdown. Now he'll try to kick the extra point. Ferguson will hold. Snap is good. Down, kick is up, and it is perfect. Bears with the extra point after the touchdown, and that's some positives as the Bears able to get on the board. They've scored 2 touchdowns in their last 2 games, 4 total. They've scored a couple of touchdowns in their last 2. They score 1 here and make it 47-7. We've been keeping Sean so busy back at the station with commercial breaks that we'll just keep it right here while the Bears get ready to kick off for the first time tonight. Bobcats have been kicking off a ton. We'll look at some other score updates around the area. Big battle tonight between Lebanon and Camdenton. Lebanon leading 10-7 in the second quarter. Ava and Kabul playing tonight. Ava, number 5 in the state. That's the Bears' opponent next Thursday night football next week. No score that we have reported on that one yet. And then, of course, West Plains leading Parkview tonight in that one. And that's your scores of local interest. And we'll keep you up to date as we go along tonight. Also, earlier today at 1 o'clock, Mountain Grove beating Houston in Texas County. Here's the kickoff for Stewart and the Bears. Nice kick, end over end. It'll be taken at the 15, up to the 20. 25, trying to find a seam. He does, to the 35, and knocked down there by Everett Smith. Good return by Brendan Spencer, freshman for the Bobcats. Rotman with the tackle. That Mountain Grove-Houston game, Grove winning that 27-12 was the final. Panthers got a big win. Zizzers up 30-0 in their game tonight against Parkview. So the Zizzers picking up a much-needed points tonight on the Parkview Vikings. Harrington back under center, hand off to the right side. Running back gets loose into the second level, to the 40, down to the 35, all the way down to the 30-yard line before he's brought down. The Bobcats shifting some new backs in there. Same results, though. Thomas Poole, freshman for the Bobcats. And they'll move the chains into Bear territory, and they'll spot it at the 32-yard line. 1st and 10 for the Bobcats at the Bear 32. Fall sports focus at halftime. Tennis girls in the state tournament today. Cross Country's had their SCA Challenge last week in volleyball, getting ready for districts. They're playing tonight in Houston, actually. We'll have an update for you on that one. Harrington takes the snap. Ball carrier to the left side. Spencer sheds a tackler, outrunning the Bear defenders. Stewart comes from behind to get him at the 5. Good closing speed by Aiden Stewart, but not before Brendan Spencer, the freshman Spencer, picks up a bunch more yards and gets it all the way down to the 6-yard line. First and goal for the Bobcats from the Bear 6. Bobcats again will shift quarterbacks as Dawson Harris comes in. Bobcats, again, don't have a huge team. There's about 12 guys on the sidelines, so they'll shift some guys in there. Everybody will play tonight for sure. Handoff and a good stop by the Bears in the backfield. They tried to go to the right side with Spencer, but he is knocked for a loss. Ethan Stevenson. Stevenson, the 5'8 sophomore, with a good stop for the Bears. Got him for about a 4-yard loss on the play. It'll be second and goal for the Bobcats at the Bear 10-yard line. Clock running, 6:37 to go in the first half. Dawson under center, handoff to the left side, spin move. Spencer is stopped just shy of the end zone. Or check that, it's Colt Gonzalez, the senior. He'll be stopped just shy of the goal line. Ball resting on the 1-yard line. McCoughlin with the stop for the Bears. Back under center is Dawson Harris. Harris fumbles the snap. Bodies fly. It's a pile up right at about the 2. We'll unpile it. I think the Bobcats recovered. And there's a flag coming out at the end. The official threw that flag about 20 feet up into the air. He was quick to fire it. And unsportsmanlike on the Bobcats this time. The White Hat wasted no time in throwing that flag. Bobcats did retain possession, so it'll be third down and goal from the 2, but the unsportsmanlike will bring it back another 15. So the Bobcats going backwards a little bit here. So they'll make it a third and goal from the 17 now for the Bobcats. We'll have two plays to get into the end zone. They've definitely shown the ability to do that here in the first half. Third down, they're acting like they're going to kick a field goal. It's fourth down, rather. That was a loss of down on that play. Apologies for that. It is a fourth down, so fourth and goal from the 18. The PA announcer had it wrong, too, so I'm not the only guy here that thought it was still third down. Fourth down and 18. The unsportsmanlike was after the play, so the down counted, and then the yards were tacked on after the play. And the Bobcats will attempt a field goal. It will be about a 34-yard field goal. Kick is up, and it is no good. Short for the Bobcats. Field goal attempt is no good, and the Bears hold. 5:37 to go in the first half. The Bears will take it back, with the Bobcats leading 47-7. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. There, the Bears take over after the missed field goal attempt by the Bobcats. First and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Pass attempt by Ferguson falls short, and it'll bring up a second and 10 now for the Bears with 5:33 to go in the half, trailing 47-7. Ferguson on a second and 10, takes the snap, hand off to Rutledge, gets a little hole, and forward momentum gets him about to the 24-yard line. It's about a 4-yard pickup by Rutledge. We'll make it third down and 6 for the Bears. Coach Hancock got 40 points in the first quarter, and since then he's been quick to shuttle guys in and out and keeping his players fresh. Bears scoring their only touchdown of the game on their last possession. Ferguson, third down and six, two receivers on his right, one to his left, takes the snap, wants to throw, fumbles the ball, gets it back, but then gets drilled back at the 15-yard line, a 9-yard loss for the Bears. Will bring up a fourth and 15, and the Bears will have to punt it away. Clock moving at 4:35 left to play here in the half. Lots of updates coming your way at halftime. If you care about Willow Springs sports at all, stick with us for halftime. We will heap some praise on a lot of our student-athletes coming up at the half. Stewart with the punt. It's a line drive punt. Takes a good bear roll all the way across midfield to about the 45-yard line, where it will be downed by Everett Smith. And the Bobcats will take over at their own 45-yard line with 4 minutes to go in the half. Next week will be senior night for the Bears. There's a few seniors on this team. Of course, Zeppelin Gillum and a couple of seniors, Aiden Stewart and Jordan Rutledge, that came out for football this year. And we do want to honor those kids. And this has not been an easy year to be a Bear football player, but those guys that are suited up and out there are certainly giving everything they have and hopefully laying some groundwork for some better seasons. Bobcats will hurry to the line of scrimmage. Quarterback goes under center, hands it off, and the running back stuffed right at the line of scrimmage. And it is Thomas Poole, the freshman, with the run. No gain for the Bobcats, and it'll be second down and 10. This Bobcat team, very good, and man, they've got some good junior high teams as well, so the Thayer athletic machine shows no sign of slowing down. Takes the snap, quarterback wants to run with it, and he is brought down in the backfield, sacked by Stewart. And we've got a new quarterback as well, number 13, Carter Nicholson, a freshman, playing quarterback for the Bobcats. Now, this is the third different quarterback the Bobcats have used here in the first half. We really respect Coach Hancock in his second year. He is definitely playing everybody here in the second quarter and not trying to make this any worse than it already is. Snap back. Freshman quarterback wants to throw. Throws a nice pass. It's dropped. Would have been a first down for the Bobcats. Intended for Poole, but it'll be a fourth down for Thayer, and the Bobcats will likely punt it away with 2:52 to go in the half. And they will. The freshman team comes out. The varsity team comes back in for the punt, or the first down. We assume punt. That doesn't mean that's what they're going to do. The kicker comes in. Cooper Clark. He has been a busy man tonight for the Bobcats. Clark stands at his own 30-yard line where he will punt this away. It's a low snap. Fakes it. He's going to run with it. Gets back to the line of scrimmage across midfield, and that will be it. He will be stopped shy of a first down, and might as well let the big man try it there, but pulled down about 3 yards shy of a first down on the fake punt. And the Bears will take over with 2:45 to go in the half, trailing by 40. Ferguson and company, first and 10 at their own 48-yard line. Bears have a good middle school team as well. Finished up their season this week, and give you a little recap of middle school football coming up at halftime as well. Ferguson takes the snap, hands off to Rutledge. Rutledge with a big hole, gets to the 40, down to about the 35, and a first down for the Bears. Rutledge with a first down, moves the chains. They're going to spot the ball at the 42. Bears will go a little tempo here with 2:30 to go in the half. I'd like to get it into the end zone again. Scored once this quarter, Ferguson. Hands off, no, he fumbles the ball and gets knocked down at the 40-yard line. Faked the handoff to Rutledge, and I think he was going to throw it, but juggled the ball a little bit, and once he juggled it, the Bobcats were in his face and loses 5 yards on the play. Second down, 15 for the Bears. Ferguson going to move Smith back with him in the backfield, or rather move him from right to left. Two receivers on his left, one to his right. Hand off to Rutledge. Again, Rutledge with a good hole. Gets to the 30, sheds tacklers down to the 25. Near a first down. Rutledge picking up some stats here in the second quarter. And that will be enough for a first down. They'll move the chains with 1:45 to go in the half. And a first down for the Bears at the Bobcats 26-yard line. First and 10. Takes the snap. Hands off. Rutledge stops at the line of scrimmage, keeps his legs moving, moves the pile down to the 20, inside to about the 19. The Bears back into the red zone. Make it second down and 3 after a 7-yard pickup by Rutledge. 1:12 left to go in the half. Bears driving. Ferguson. Receiver to the left, two to the right. Rutt with him in the backfield. Takes the snap. Gets tied up, keeps the ball, and goes down. Again, spun to the ground behind the line of scrimmage. Another sack for the Bobcats, and a 2-yard loss for Ferguson and the Bears. It'll be third down and 5. Clock running at 45 seconds to go in the half. Bears drive stalling out here a little bit. Big third down and 5 here. Clock still running at 35. Takes the snap. Hands off to Rutledge. Big hole to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Bears. Rutledge goes in from 21 yards out. And Jordan Rutledge puts the Bears on the board again. And for the third straight game, the Bear offense has put up a couple of touchdowns. Makes it 47-13. Bears doing well against the Thayer JV. Stewart will attempt the point after. Kick is up, and it is good. 47-14 is your score. Bears back on the board. We'll come back for the Willow kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Sports on KUKU. Bobcats return the kick, but they fumble at the 40-yard line. Ball is loose, and the Bears have it at the Bobcat 43-yard line. So a positive second quarter continuing for the Bears. They put together a couple of touchdowns and now have the ball in Thayer territory, but only 18 seconds left in the half. So we'll see if the Bears can dial up some long yardage magic, which they've done at times this year. John Baugh not out there for the Bears, but keep an eye on Aiden Stewart. He splits to the left side. Rutledge with Ferguson. Two receivers on the right. Bears likely putting it in the air. Ferguson back to pass. Being rushed. Puts up a nice pass. Got a man open. Just overthrown. Just out of reach of the intended receiver. Stewart had his fingertips on it at the 5-yard line, but came up just short. Good throw by Ferguson. It was a long throw, and he just slightly overshot his intended receiver. 11.7 seconds now to go on the half. Bears trying to engineer a little magic. Score on the last few seconds of the half here. Ferguson, two receivers right, one to the left, takes the snap, drops back, wants to throw, puts it up, and it is intercepted by the Bobcats. Bobcats quickly back the other way. Spencer's got one man to beat. It's Ferguson, sheds a tackler. The Bears defense is caught up, moves him out of bounds, and that will end the half. So an interception by the Bobcats. ends the first half, and the teams will head to the locker room at halftime with Thayer leading Willow 47-14. We'll come back and give you your fall sports focus, take a look at other scores from around the area, and give you some highlights of the first half coming up in 3 minutes. You're listening to Bear Sports on KUKU.